From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
I'm Alyssa Block, and the negotiations begin. Today, President Obama met with labor leaders and other progressive groups. Tomorrow, he'll sit down with a group of CEOs, and on Friday, congressional leaders. With his reelection complete, the president is eager to begin talks with all parties to avoid automatic tax hikes and spending cuts. They're scheduled to kick in at the end of the year. And there's one guiding principle in these talks, as we hear from NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson.
Compromise is suddenly the watchword in Washington as negotiations over taxes, spending, and entitlements begin in advance of another self-imposed deadline, popularly known as the fiscal cliff. Automatic tax increases and deep spending cuts are slated for the first of the year unless the president and Congress act. Leaders on both sides say they're willing to meet in the middle, but that makes their constituents worry about what any compromise will cost them. After meeting with the president today, leaders of progressive groups like MoveOn.org and labor unions like SEIU said they believe the president would stand firm for their causes. Deepak Bhargava is with the Center for Community Change.
I think we came away convinced that we are on the same page with the president, that he is committed to making sure that the rich pay their fair share of taxes as a part of the solution to our country's fiscal problems. He reiterated his commitment that he's made in public before that this budget will not be balanced on the backs of the middle class and the poor.
Republicans, while offering an olive branch to the president in the form of greater tax revenues, are still adamant that income tax rates, even on the richest Americans, should not go up. Liberal groups are just as adamant that no changes be made to Social Security or Medicare, something the president has been open to in the past. But today, labor leaders like AFL-CIO President Rich Trumka didn't want to talk about their differences with the White House.
Are we going to collectively stand up and make sure that workers get a fair shake in all of this? Absolutely we are. Do we believe that the president is committed to that same thing? Absolutely we do.
Inside the White House, officials say the president will stick to his principles but keep his options open. Jay Carney said the president wants a balanced deal.
And if you do that and you get to that $4 trillion mark the way the president does, you will have a very positive effect, he believes, the president believes, on our overall economic prospects because you will send a signal to the world that we're getting our fiscal house in order, but you also send a signal to the American people that we are doing it in a way that doesn't harm economic growth, that quite the contrary, boosts economic growth.
Mr. Obama campaigned on a plan to raise income tax rates for Americans making over $250,000, but other Democrats have suggested raising that limit to $500,000 or $1 million. Carney said the president was sticking to his original plan, but
he is not wedded to every detail of that plan, so I'm not going to negotiate hypothetical details.
Ideas out.
I would, again, cite Speaker Boehner in saying that I'm not in the position to, he's not, and I don't think the president is, in the position of boxing ourselves in or boxing others out.
And that could be a message for his supporters from labor and the left wing of the Democratic Party. Give me some room to reach a deal. Tomorrow, Mr. Obama will answer questions from reporters in his first full-dress press conference since March. He'll be asked about the budget negotiations, but also about the scandal involving his CIA director and top general in Afghanistan. He'll also meet with business leaders, including the heads of Walmart, Ford, General Electric, and Chevron, who will strive to counter the message he received today. Then, on Friday, he'll meet with leaders of Congress to get the negotiations going. With his reelection campaign behind him, the president is now free to search again for a grand bargain, the kind of big deal that would make both sides happy and mad in equal measure, the kind of deal that eluded him in his first term. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.